Chapter 20. Few days. I am not so unconscionable as to think it likely that you would accept me on trust at first sight and take me out of the very street. Let me come to you for your further opinion at your leisure. Apostrophe, that's fair, and I don't object, apostrophe, said Mr. Boffin. But it must be on condition that it's fully understood that I no more know that I shall ever be in want of any gentleman as secretary. It was secretary, you said, wasn't it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. Apostrophe, again Mr. Boffin's eyes opened wide, and he stared at the applicant from head to foot, repeating queer. You're sure it was secretary? Are you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I am sure I said so. Apostrophe, a secretary, apostrophe, repeated Mr. Boffin, meditating upon the word. I no more know that I may ever want a secretary, or what not, than I do that I shall ever be in want of the man in the moon. Me and Mrs. Boffin have not even settled that we shall make any change in our way of life. Mrs. Boffin's inclinations certainly do tend towards fashion. But, being already set up in a fashionable way at the Bower, she may not make further alterations. However, sir, as you don't press yourself, I wish to meet you so far as saying, by all means call at the Bower if you like. Call in the course of a week or two. At the same time, I consider that I ought to name, in addition to what I have already named, that I have in my employment a literary man with a wooden leg as I have no thoughts of parting from. Apostrophe, I regret to hear I am in some sort anticipated. Apostrophe, Mr. Oaksmith answered, evidently having heard it with surprise. But perhaps other duties might arise? Apostrophe, apostrophe, you see, apostrophe, returned Mr. Boffin, with a confidential sense of dignity, as to my literary man's duties, they're clear. Professionally he declines and he falls, and as a friend he drops into poetry. Apostrophe, without observing that these duties seem by no means clear to Mr. Oaksmith's astonished comprehension, Mr. Boffin went on. And now, sir, I'll wish you good day. You can call at the Bower any time in a week or two. It's not above a mile or so from you, and your landlord can direct you to it. But as he may not know it by its new name of Boffin's Bower, say, when you inquire of him, it's Harmon's. Will you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Harmon's, apostrophe, repeated Mr. Oaksmith, seeming to have caught the sound imperfectly. Harmon's. How do you spell it? Apostrophe, why, as to the spelling of it, apostrophe, returned Mr. Boffin, with great presence of mind, that's your lookout. Harmon's is all you've got to say to him. Morning, 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 apostrophe, and so departed, without looking back. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.